Yeah, yeah. This is the first man dance of 2016.
First man dance of the year.
The first man the dance Friday of 2016. Come on, man. Let's start the year off right. Let's go. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Man dance. Man dance. Man dance. That's right. It's going to be a beautiful year when you started off with a man dance. Yeah.
Men dancing with men because they running it.
Grab your partner or grab yourself and let's dance.
Dance, man. Huh. Come on, let's dance.
Let's go.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Not too high now. Not too high.
And not if not you're driving. Not if you're driving.
All right. Keep driving. Keep driving.
Okay. Okay. Let's not burn ourselves out on the first one. Yeah.
Pace yourself. Yeah.
Pace yourself.
Come on and pace yourself.
We got 52 of these.
Pace yourself.
That's just the first one of 52.
We got 52.
Things to do. You ain't gonna blow it.
50 more, 51 more of these
got
to do.
Don't shoot your.
Okay, I got.
Pace yourself.
Yeah. Be careful now.
Hold your sides. Hold your side. Now hold your side.
Grab your pants in a bunch and bend over.
Yeah, bend over. Yeah. Let him use you. Let him use you.
Lord said, no, I'm not in this one.
That feels good.
It does. That's a good man dance.
Yeah.
That was a good man dance right there.
Very good man dance. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
All right.
First one, 2016. So okay. Very first one.
In the news.
In the news.
The U.S. Navy is going to name a ship after civil rights leader Congressman John Lewis.
I love that.
That is so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an oil ship that they have redone, and it's responsible for providing fuel and fleet cargo to ships at sea. And the new generation of ships will be named after civil rights heroes.
Love it.
John Lewis is just the first
of many.
Wow, that is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Congressman Lewis.
Yeah.
And thank you for all you've done.
Yesterday was Sherry Shepherd Thursday. In the news, Sherry Shepherd says, I want the Supreme Court to back me up. That contract didn't make me a mom. Well, I thought she said
she wasn't going to go to the Supreme Court.
She wasn't going to go to the Supreme Court when she found out how much it was going to cost.
Well,
so she's fighting it. She's still fighting it, Tim?
Maybe it's not that she's fighting it. Maybe others are trying to keep it in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
And,
oh, okay.
And they just asked her a question, huh?
Okay.
Some people are trying to make some more money off of this.
What do you mean by some people?
I'm saying the people that she may be in
litigation with.
Maybe trying to make some more money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Leave my girl Sherry alone. Okay.
Please leave her alone.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Leave her alone. How you doing, Sid? The Dow had its worst four-day start to a year on record.
You know the one word that I hate this week?
What?
Is correction.
That's the word that they use.
This is the word of the week on Wall Street. You know, this is just a correction. Excuse me, but losing 2.5% of the value of your investment is more than a correction.
They say don't panic.
Yeah, that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, easy for them to say.
Exactly. As you see the numbers continue to decline. Yeah, a correction.
Sweet 16, off to a bitter start.
Man, what? There's nothing sweet about it, I got to tell you.
Hey, Sybil, you ought to put your money where I put my money in.
Where's that?
The backyard, see?
The backyard.
We're in the backyard, Sybil.
Player, Ronda Rousey is back.
I saw that, man. Looking good.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's posing. She's doing the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and she was down in Martinique, and she had on painted on swimsuit.
Saw that, man. Looking good.
Looking good.
Will they be fighting again? Do you think they have a rematch?
I
don't think she want none of that.
I don't think she want none of that.
Right now.
She is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live Saturday this month.
Oh, this should be a knockout. I'm going to watch it.
Look at that.
Well, that's good. That's good. Get back up. Get back up.
We'll fall down.
Is that going to be your theme music?
Yeah. It might be. It should be.
The family has revealed what Natalie Cole was the cause of death, idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension led to her heart failure. She received a kidney transplant back in 2009, and Natalie Cole was diagnosed with pulmonary arterial hypertension, which is a rare lung disease, it says, that causes shortness of breath, dizziness, and sometimes chest pains.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
She had a lot of medical challenges.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. She had kidney transplant. Didn't she
hepatitis.
Have liver? She had hepatitis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Powerball, they say, will probably hit $700 million.
Damn. Oh, it's. I think it's there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
$700 million. Mm-hmm. Will you tithe is the question.
That was a question yesterday.
That was a question. The one that set Sherry off. Oh, my
man. Sherry was smooth off.
She was so upset because I wasn't tithing of money that I don't even have, right?
Yeah. Right? Right? But let me just tell you, my cousin called me and said, thank you. I'm praying that you win that lotto because I love the idea that you're going to be tithing
to
your
my cousin,
church.
The
Cousin Joe, the preacher in Atlanta.
Joe, yeah. I met Cousin Joe. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to give him the 10% so he's going to tithe the
10%?
He's got
to tithe 10%, Jay. But another friend of mine says, how are you going to sit across from Tom Joyner and not tithe anything to the foundation?
Yeah, but
see, this is what I'm talking about. You have these arguments of people who don't even
have the money.
Nobody.
Who are arguing right now.
Telling me, how are you going to sit right across from Tom Joyner and not tithe to the foundation? Like, you got
I mean,
me there.
Serious
you're right.
Arguments.
Yeah. It was real serious off air. You don't even know. You don't even know what goes on off air. And I'm here to tell you that Sherry was seriously upset.
Yeah.
And it says in the book of Malachi. And then someone texted said, that's Old Testament. New Testament says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. It doesn't say anything
cheerful
about 10%.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, Sherry was upset.
My girl. She was.
How you going? I said, Sherry. Why am I going to give 10%, 60, at the time it was $67.5 million.
Right.
Why am I going to give $67.5 million to a preacher? And I'm reading every day about the church mess.
And church messes lawyer. Every day. You're right. It's not
church
just
messes,
Mondays.
Church yeah. messes every day. Well, they have some good ones.
That's what's going on right now in a carpool somewhere. Yeah.
Somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere on a job or something. Somewhere.
People. And then somebody like Jay said, hell no, I ain't going to
hell no, I ain't giving them nothing.
It's always got some cursing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always.
You said that about the church? And then that did it.